Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 62, Run Throws in the Towel, for the week of June 22nd, 2008.
Hey everybody, I'm Kyle, a.k.a. Marona Cow.
And for the final time, I am Brun, a.k.a. BJSwick33.
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. This week we are talking about Dice versus Konami, Aerosmith in NASCAR, and will Saints Row 2 just be another GTA 4 clone? We have 10 feature stories this week. No, I'm just kidding. We only have 3, but there are really 10 games coming out this week, and that is not even including the arcade titles. So let's get to it. Ron, you want to update us on our gamer card?
Yep. On our main page, right below our gamer cards, is our Xbox Podcast gamer card. We are going for 1 million gamer score. Currently, we're at 603,271. To include yourself, just go ahead and click on the card. It'll take you to mygamercard.net, I believe. Yeah, sign up and join the group. So, and
sweet.
What's another addition to the front page, Kyle?
I believe that would be the Twitter, bro.
Yep.
And that's the Xbox Podcast Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, feel free to set us on your watch list or become a follower of the Xbox Podcast Twitter. That's Xbox Podcast with no spaces would be the account name. And why should you follow our Twitter? Well, because we have important information on episode releases, what we're going to be playing for Beat Up the Hosts, and anything else that you might or we feel that you as the listeners need to know from us. So that would be another new addition. And you know what is another addition? We're just full of additions here. Is the phone number. We have a new phone number. It's going to be a Seattle number that you can leave voice messages for. So if you don't want to get on your computer and record a message or send us an email, you can just dial any on any phone that has service, of course, and leave us a voicemail, or you could even fax us something. It goes directly to our email, and we get it, and we'll put it in the show. And, you know, if you have a question for us, we'll answer it, or just comment, just be on the show. Feel free to do that. The number, get your pen and paper ready. The number is going to be 206-203-1392. And like I mentioned, it is a Seattle area code, so if you don't live in Seattle, standard rates do apply, unless you have unlimited long distance. And that's pretty much it. Hey, Mark, don't we have another phone number that our listeners can call?
We do have another phone number, and that's our phone casting number. And if you find yourself, you know, too busy to listen to your iPod, or you can't listen to it because you're wherever you are, and or your battery dies, or whatever, you're on the go, you got to find another way to hear our show. You can use your cell phone, you can use a landline, if you're sitting at your desk, hit the speakerphone, give this number a call, and let all your fellow coworkers enjoy the show. And that phone number is 712-318-9269, or you can call the Broken Eggs Media toll-free number, which is 866-647-8182. And if you call that number, you will have to select option 2 for Xbox Podcast.
Cool.
Sweet.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right. Well, this week I'm going to start out not so much a news story, just something a little different. We have a correction to last week's Metal Gear Solid 4 jab at the 360. And thanks to one of our very intelligent listeners, El Swordo, has pointed out something in regards to our Metal Gear Solid 4 story last week. Now, this is what he had to say in the forums after hearing our show last week. And this is a direct quote. "You guys don't know what you're talking about. A cutscene was meant to get you reminiscing about the first game in the Metal Gear Solid series where you have to switch the disc. They also poke fun at the PS3 later on in the game where a character from the original Metal Gear Solid game makes fun of the fact that there's no rumble in the controller." So basically all I can say is thanks for clearing that up. We could only report on what we read on all the various gaming sites. And but it's good to see another viewpoint. My guess is that you are correct, but I wonder if taking jabs at each other is something we will start to see. Shortly after this story aired, DICE put up a trailer that clearly puts a hit on Snake that we're all aware of. And check out this video, see what you think, and we'll talk about it afterwards. Roll video.
What is it now, Sweetwater?
Guys, I'm sure I saw a guy with an eye patch hiding inside that barrel.
What?
No.
Why would somebody hide in a barrel?
See? Did you see that?
Why would he do that? That's as stupid as hiding in a cardboard box.
What do we do? I mean, maybe it's some kind of special military barrel, you know? Like some kind of real solid metal... I don't know, like some new Japanese thing.
Right. Don't you worry your pretty little head. I'll figure this out.
Hey, guys, look. I found an eye patch.
Oh, God, man.
I like that video. That's pretty funny. And I think it's funny about the that's dumber than a cardboard box comment. But I also wanted to add to this. You mentioned that we believe El Swordo's right about this. I actually mentioned this that same story to a friend at work who hadn't heard anything about the store, and he said, that's kind of weird. He goes, you think they would be referring to more of like Metal Gear Solid, the first Metal Gear Solid, because it was like two discs on the PS1. So he said the same thing without even knowing that this story was out there. So that's probably where they're hitting on it. But even if it's a stab at the Xbox, or probably what it really is a stab at the first Metal Gear Solid, I still don't understand what there has to be anything about mentioning the words of Blu-ray and we're playing on a PlayStation 3, because that still takes you out of the game and kind of ruins it for you. So I hope we can all agree on that one, but cool. Anything else to add? Or do I get to do my story? And I'll take the silence as I get to do my story.
It's all you, man.
Yeah. I just had a quick one. I'm a big NASCAR fan, of course. I'm a Jeff Gordon fan and followed Hendrick's crew. And I put this in here to kind of get some information from you guys, because, of course, you guys both play Guitar Hero. You both play Rock Band. You guys, I think you guys prefer Rock Band over Guitar Hero, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the attempt of driving Guitar Hero and franchise into the ground with, you know, Guitar Hero 3, World Tour, Aerosmith, Metallica, and all that fun stuff, they're actually going to Guitar Hero Aerosmith on the 29th of June at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, will be featured on a Chip Ganassi race car, which is pretty much like one of the target cars, So if you see a Target car, they're going to be painted up for the Guitar Hero Aerosmith. And I'm wondering this if this is like some big attempt to win over, you know, those rock band people, or I don't know about winning over some of the NASCAR fans, because what song would they want to hear, Wing? They don't want to hear Aerosmith. They want to hear...
Play some Skynyrd, man.
Exactly. So, but I saw this. I saw this and I was just like, man, they're trying to do anything right now. But I don't know. I just wanted to add that. So Guitar Hero Aerosmith will be on a car on the 29th. So for everybody who watches NASCAR, you'll see them probably running in the back of the pack, getting lapped by, you know, one of the Hendrix cars. So had to get that stab in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna laugh when it gets totaled.
Yeah.
And if they get into a wreck and it just spins out of the wall, that would be funny.
You know, Brun, keeping along with the corrections from our listeners, There was another last week. We had a question talking about the Baja and who was. Racing in the Baja at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Or somewhere down the road. I don't know. But basically, the man from Windy City Gamers piped in our forum, said, Dale Jr. was with DEI and went to Hendrix. And he says, Wing, you need to watch more NASCAR to correct these guys. So, I don't know. We must have said somewhere along the line that Dale was somewhere else. Or, I don't know, we must have said something wrong.
Oh, no, yeah, Junior went from DEI to Hendrix. I know that. I mean, I'm a Hendrix guy. What did we mention? I know we were talking about, like, Jimmy Johnson and Robbie Gordon or Tony Stewart or somebody racing in that Baja event. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know.
He's right, though.
Oh, he's a huge, I know this guy. He's a huge NASCAR guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Junior won last week, so... I don't know what the lineup looks like this for this week, but cool.
All right. Well, sorry to transition way from racing to
something
completely different.
Time out.
What?
That's funny that you just yelled that, Wing. You ever guys watch the? Tangent. going off on here, but you guys ever seen the Blue Man Group before?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They do, you know, have you seen them when they have, like, the rock band and they do, like, the rock moves and stuff like that? It's like, what type of songs do you want to hear? And they do all these funny moves with all these songs and, like, you know, they're like, does the crowd want to hear anything? And all of a sudden from the background you hear, like, Freebird really, really loud. So, like, the band starts playing Freebird and he, like, one of the Blue Man Group, like, lights a lighter and the other guy comes across with a fire extinguisher and, like, blows it all over him. It's pretty funny. Sorry, it just popped in my head when you said that, but I'm sorry, Kyle, I didn't mean to interrupt. And if anybody hasn't seen the Blue Man Group, it's completely worth every penny to go watch them, in my opinion. But.
Okay, well, thank you for... Maybe you can start a Blue Man Group podcast.
Okay, how about I start a GTA 4 is a horrible game podcast?
Well, I would have to disagree with that podcast. Probably wouldn't listen.
Okay.
But, well, thank you for that great transition, because I'm actually going to talk about GTA 4, sort of, and Saints Row.
Freebird!
my goodness.
All right, let me tell you about this story one time. I went and watched the Blue Man Group.
All right, well, that's it for top stories, guys. So let's hit the weekly feature.
Freebird!
All right, can I get my story out, or do we really have to skip it?
No, we don't have to skip it. Come on. Do you want another good transition?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right, let me work on this. So, Kyle, tell me about your story.
Yeah, wow.
that was amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, dude, that was the greatest transition I've ever seen in my life.
So tell me, is Saint Rose 2 or Saint Row Saints Row 2 going to be as serious as GTA 4 is?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm going to answer that question, sort of. Now, we all know, or we've talked about Saints Row 2, and we've talked about GTA 4 a lot. Well, mostly I've talked about GTA 4 in the past. But, and GTA 4 is a very good game in its own. But Saints Row 2 has always been, or Saints Row in general, has always been deemed like a GTA copycat. Which I can agree in some. I've played Saints Row a little bit, and I've obviously played GTA 4 a lot, over 60 hours. So, I decided to throw this in here. I thought it was pretty interesting. Saints Row 2 has actually been delayed, first of all. It was supposed to release August 26th, so it'll now release on October 14th. And, THQ just wants everyone to know that Saints Row 2 will not be a GTA 4 clone. Saints Row will be its own creation, and I quote, it will be a totally different experience, than what Rockstar offers. The THQ CEO, Brian Farrell, also had, something to say, and I'll quote, we're always concerned about GTA 4 as a competitor, end quote. But he mentioned that Saints Row 2, and I quote again, have a very differentiated product in the open world genre, end quote. So basically what he's saying here is that, and he goes on to talk about how it's going to be silly, over the top, tongue in cheek gameplay rather than a more serious storyline, GTA 4. Because I think that's really what they were aiming for in GTA 4 was
yeah,
serious.
Brucey was all about seriousness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brucey, yeah.
I think it's good that they do this, though. They don't want to be like GTA 4.
And I think Saints Row is going to be pretty good, or Saints Row 2 is going to be really good. They're going to introduce a lot more features. A lot of people for GTA 4 were complaining about customizing weapons, and I didn't like the whole garage thing. You can only get basically two cars in each spot. If you tried, you could get three, but only for a little bit. And so I think that Saints Row 2 is really going to hit it out of the park. I'm definitely going to be buying it. So, I don't know. You guys probably aren't interested.
Well, I don't know. I think I mentioned it before to you that Saints Row seems to want to stick toward, the GTA 3 type of series, where GTA 4 made that leap into more, you know, in-depth, kind of serious, I don't want to say too serious, but serious gameplay, where Saints Row is going to stick more toward the GTA 3 and Liberty City type of play.
Yeah. I would say it's almost kind of like, like an arcade, but I would say it's almost going to be like GTA 3 gameplay, but like Crackdown custom options. Mm. Like, that's cool. What I envision it as. Obviously, no superpowers or anything like that, but Crackdown, from what I understand, I never played it, but was pretty big into the customizing and different options and stuff like that, so.
Crackdown.
I would say it's more of an arcade open world deal, but that's really all I got. So, we got a list of features to go through, so unless you guys have anything, I say we go ahead and hit it.
You want to know what the favorite part of GTA 4 was for me? Going around and killing every single pigeon and having every single one of them count.
Let's not bring that up. That's a burn.
I didn't kill every pigeon. I just knew that yours didn't count. So.
No, there's one that I've yet to find that. It's still there. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Is it the one at the Statue of Liberty?
No. I killed all five of those. Six.
Sorry.
No, I don't know where it is. I must have crossed it off along the way, and I didn't kill it or save, messed it up. But yeah, I'm stuck on 199 pigeons and can't find which one I missed. So, yeah.
Free bird!
60 hours down the tube.
All right. Didn't have that problem at a Skinner concert.
My goodness. All right, let's move on.
All right.
Thanks to CashFly, you are able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right. This is going to be one wild and crazy week for Xbox 360 game releases. There are 10, yes, I said 10 games coming out this week in retail alone. That, of course, does not include any arcade titles. Where the heck do we even begin? I think it's best, to just tell you what's coming out and then cover what we are most excited about. All right, starting on June 23rd, which of course is my birthday, so I expect loads of presents from all our wonderful listeners. Monday, June 23rd is Battlefield Bad Company, followed by Command & Conquer King's Wrath, then the wonderful Top Spin 3, and then Supreme Commander. And then, of course, if that's not enough gaming, the following day, June 24th, we have Alone in the Dark, Operation Darkness, Hail to the Chimp, Kyle's favorite, Wall-E.
Wall-E!
And finally, Hellboy, Science of Evil. So, if there's probably too many games to cover at once, each of us has picked a game to review that we are looking forward to this week. And it looks like Bron's going to start us off.
All right. We're going crazy! Everything must go!
Sunday!
Exactly. Everybody's got those commercials of, like, the annoying car salesman, or we got two of them here around where I live, and one of them is, like, Reichard, the Ford dealership, and the other one is this, is like, Buddy's Carpet. Come down to Buddy's Carpet, yada, yada, yada. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I just like this.
See, being down in Texas, we get a cowboy. This guy dresses up in this cowboy outfit. He's like... and then like they animate the two dealerships that are like close together, and they're like there's a little song in the background, and they're like bouncing up and down, and it's like 5 miles east of downtown Plano, 5 miles east of downtown Dallas. Yeah, it's bad.
Does he always start out with like a big howdy, like yeehaw, won't you come down here and load up our 46 horsepower?
He actually does. It's like, yeehaw! Oh, he does that.
I could break out my yeehaw, but I wake up the entire house.
All right, let's continue with Beth. How about that?
All right. Feature. All right, everybody. You're going to hear a lot. In our three features, you're going to hear a lot of stunning quotes of next-gen graphics and all that fun stuff. So just listen, because... when we just start bust out laughing all of a sudden when we're reading through these features, that's a hint on why we're doing it. So, the next generation console shooter, Battlefield Bad Company, blasts onto the scene with a non-traditional single-player story and engaging sandbox gameplay, matched with almost completely destructible environments. The game features continued innovation in online multiplayer combat, and is sure to please Battlefield fans and game players everywhere.
Wrong.
Now, I was very hopeful because I'm a huge Battlefield fan. I played it the first couple nights, didn't like it, so, you know, and everybody heard us in the podcast talking about how we, you know, nah, it's not my buy list now, maybe a rental. I went back and played a lot more and actually got the 4 ranks, so I got the unlock and all that fun stuff. It kind of grew on me, I would say.
It's crap! But,
yeah, I know it still hasn't gotten grown on you, but... all right, well, here's some of the next-generation features that we have here. Cinematic single-player experience. Of course, you know, this would be the first single-player experience in a Battlefield game. It's a deep campaign loaded with attitude follows a wayward band of ordinary soldiers who risk it all on a quest for personal gain. War your way. Bad company environments are nearly 100% destructible. So you can demolish it any way you want. You can break it all the way down to its foundation if you would like. You can shape the battlefield to match your own playstyle if you would like. You have endless possibilities. New vehicles, weapons, and toys, whether land, air, or sea. There are dozens of new tools waiting for your explosive experimentation. Gives you building blocks to get creative and usher in a new era of your own battlefield moments, which I, myself, I'm a big tank guy, but that was fun. Frostbite Engine. It's a cold one. The Frostbite game engine raises the bar for next generation gaming with stunning high definition graphics, bringing characters, vehicles, and environments to life like never. I repeat, never before. Genre defining multiplayer sport for 24 players online and all new game mode Gold Rush, which is the one that you get in the demo, which takes full advantage of the game's massively destructible environments. So I take it, if you didn't know, there is some destructible environments in Bad Company. And
I didn't know
Overkill,
that.
Yeah. It seems everybody's going that way, too. Overkill date is the special birthday date for Wingman 709, and that is June 23rd, 2008. And no, 709 is not his age.
Feel it sometime.
But June 23rd, Overkill date.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for that next-gen review, Brun. That was awesome. Or preview, yeah. I should say.
Yeah, say, by the way, it sounds as the game I just rattled off is the best thing that has ever come out for next generation.
Well, I don't know. Let's see if I can up that, okay?
Okay.
Experience the epic adventures of the acclaimed comic book hero, fusing action, atmosphere, and humor in Hellboy, The Science of Evil.
Dun, dun, dun.
In his latest quest, Hellboy uncovers an insane Nazi plot for world domination, and he must rush to defeat the crazed Hermann von Klemp before he can exert his evil will upon the Earth. Unleash Hellboy's superhuman abilities as you smash your way through the hordes of enemies using environment for additive destructive power and strategy. Another day for Hellboy.
Dun dun dun. How come it's always Nazis who plot for world domination? Oh, jeez.
I will say, as bad as the movie Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is, at least it wasn't Nazis, it was Russians going for world domination.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's weird.
But if you haven't seen that movie, do yourself a favor and skip it. It sucked.
That's disappointing.
And I liked Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I love Indiana Jones. How can you get a bad movie with those two directors?
You can.
How?
I was very disappointed. But anyways, that's here nor there.
But Hellboy's a good movie though, right?
Hellboy.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've got to see Hellboy. Great movie, dude. It's very funny. A lot of action. It's a great, great movie.
Okay.
Definitely check it out. I love how they do their little stories because they do their little features. And here's a feature. The World of Hellboy. How is that a feature, man? I'm like, I don't get it. You play an original storyline set in the Hellboy universe. Well, I hope it's original. Why would I want to play the same thing that they've, why would I want to play the first Hellboy game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Filled with well-known characters from the comic book. Well, I would hope that you would keep characters from the comic book series in the game of the same name, but hey, that's me. Play as Abe Sapien or Liz Sherman in co-op multiplayer mode. and experience the full story with creative direction from Hellboy creator Mike Mignola and movie director Guillermo... Man, I can never say his name. Guillermo del Toro. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Full voiceovers are provided by actors from the movie, including Ron Perlman, Selma Blair, and Doug Jones. And here's another feature. Strategic battles! I'm like, come on. Use strategy.
I've never known a battle that has not had strategy built into it.
Use strategy to take down hordes of enemies in fully destructible environments.
Oh, wait. How do you get fully destructible environments?
Wait a minute.
My game's supposed to have 100% fully destructible environments, or nearly.
Nearly.
100%.
Yeah, but you don't have hordes of enemies in those fully destructible environments. And fight with the explosive battle system with contextual grappling commands. See, my game's kicking your game's butt already. And here's the last feature. You know what, Brian? This just boom. This is like the nuke coming at Bad Company, right? Boom. Here's the last feature. Next gen gaming.
No way.
Yep. Way. Enjoy stunning next gen graphics with dynamic lighting throughout multiple levels.
Not just one. They have more than one.
They have more than one level. And they're all lit. All
right. I should have quit last podcast, because obviously this podcast, I have done nothing for the listeners and viewers.
Well,
I am ashamed.
Now they see the light, and now they know why we got rid of you.
All right, I'm out of here. See ya. I'm taking my headphones off. Later.
All right, now that he's gone, we can get back to business. Overkill date, June 24th, 2008. See our show notes if you want more information. And, Kyle, your turn, buddy. I hope you got some next-gen goodness in this game.
Dude, my game is going to kick both of your games' butt at the same time. That's how good it is.
Your dreams.
Just your wait. Dreams. Just wait for this. Just wait. Just wait, Wing. It's your birthday and all, but I'm not easing up. I'm going full throttle. Afterburners, actually. Now, my game that I chose is going to be Alone in the Dark. And it's inspired by the gripping style of contemporary TV dramas, and it delivers a new degree of narrative intensity.
Ooh.
See? I have narrative intensity.
Oh, man.
And it's presented as a complete season format of episodes, each containing action, twists, and cliffhangers. Dude.
Each?
That already puts me on par with all you guys.
Oh, man.
And I'm not even a tenth of the way done yet. Because I got action, twists, and cliffhangers.
In each episode.
And it's a complete season.
Oh.
Alright, now hold on. It gets worse. I'm about ready to curb stomp you. I've got you on the ground. And I'm about
Just
ready to
call
curb
me Sonic.
Stomp you. So, yep, I'm calling you Sonic. So Sonic, listen up. And it's bursting with innovative technology, including unprecedented, which means that never before seen environmental interaction. So I got stuff that you've never seen before in terms of the environmental interaction, okay? And not only do I have unprecedented environmental interaction, but this game also has revolutionary physics, stunning visuals, uniquely, which means one of a kind, immersive user interface, and a DVD-style chapter select. It's over. I might as well just stop right now. This game, 100% buy over your features. It's over. It's done. Book it.
No. I still win because, see, what I didn't mention. See, this here I go. I got to come back now. See, I set you up. But see, Hellboy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
They've got the Lynyrd Skynyrd soundtrack in the game. Freebird! You can't compete with that, man. And it's next gen Freebird, too. So.
Yeah! Oh, really? I don't even believe that. But if that's the case, then I still got I'm probably about two tenths done now. So just keep watching or keep listening. Because it gets better. Because Alone in the Dark.
His game just sounds like a bunch of cliches anyways.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because you know what? Alone in the Dark breaks all those gaming cliches. And it fulfills the next gen promise. So all the other games don't fulfill the next gen promise, but this game does. And it changes what you expect from action games.
Wait. What is the next gen promise?
You know what? It just says it will fulfill it. It doesn't say what it is.
So basically all of our games are like a bunch of politicians. They're just not fulfilling the promises.
Right.
Man.
Good, bro. That's good.
What is he playing? Hail to the Chimp?
You guys are funny. All right. So I haven't even gotten to the headliners here this game. So first I'm going to give you a little backstory and then I'm going to give you the headliners. But basically in the game, Central Park is hiding a secret and it's built as a safe haven, not for the people of New York, but for something else entirely. The vast parkland has been protected by generations of guardians, while the most expensive, city in the world reached skyward on its fringes. Now, the truth can no longer be contained, and paranormal investigator Edward Cornby finds himself inexplicably cast into the eyes of this storm, as over the course of one apocalyptic night, he must uncover the earth-shattering secret behind Central Park. New York will never be the same.
Wait a minute. So you're going to tell me that they're going to destroy New York again in this game? New York's getting destroyed, right?
That's for you to find out when you play
the
game.
See, that ruins it then, because New York's been destroyed. Come up with something new. This is next gen. We've destroyed New York a million times. See, you lose, Kyle. You're out.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, well, maybe I can redeem myself
Cloverfield
beat
you there.
With the headliners. Like I said.
And Ghostbusters.
Like I said.
Yeah, who are you going to call?
You know what? New York is the best city in the land, so therefore I still win. But that's okay, because I'm going to put my game over the top again with the headliners. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Because just get ready to beat down. You might as well curb stomp yourself now, because this is how bad it's going to get. Exhilarating gameplay. Therefore, no other game has exhilarating gameplay, but this is truly exhilarating. All other exhilarating gameplay video games, completely illusion, because this is the real exhilarating gameplay game. Get ready, guys, for blockbuster action, tense exploration, dangerous driving, and vicious fights as hero Edward Carnby fights to survive one apocalyptic night. To uncover the earth-shattering secret behind
Central Park.
Did
you already say that?
Sort of. Intense story. Taking cues from blockbuster TV dramas. See, this game isn't going to go the normal path. It's going to copy off other things that work. So that's why you should get this game, because it's amazing. The story is told in a TV season style to deliver pace and intensity throughout, keeping you hooked with action, plot twists, and cliffhangers. Alright, and this is the icing on the cake right now. I've just made a cake. This game is the cake.
There is no cake.
The icing
on it
with
this
next one.
Yes. Everybody knows that.
The cake is an illusion. Anyways.
It's gaming podcast now. Come on, the cake is a lie.
Alright.
Oh, I think we just discovered that someone hasn't played Portal.
You haven't played Portal, Kyle?
No.
Oh, man.
Is this 3 weeks in a row now that
he didn't know Jimmy Buffett, doesn't know Don King, doesn't know that the cake is a lie. Unbelievable.
I have not played Portal.
Have you heard the final song from Portal? It's hilarious. But you have to play Portal to get it.
But. Yeah, I kinda heard it, but it
made no sense to you.
It made no sense.
Alright, so after this podcast, since I'm going to be a listener and a viewer, I'm going to spam you on the forums because of this.
Okay. Alright. Well, can I get through my feature now?
Sure.
Please.
Okay. Because this is the icing on the proverbial cake.
Which doesn't exist.
Which doesn't exist. But I'm putting it into your mind anyways. Chapter select. Create the first game that everyone can finish.
Oh.
Really? even Wingman can finish this game?
Hey,
the innovative DB-style chapter select lets you move on if you get stuck, with the grand finale reserved for those who can finish a certain amount of the game. So if you get stuck on a level, you just, all right, I'm going to go back to the DVD select chapters thing, and I'm going to select this next level because I can't get past this level. And so Wing, a la GTA 4, if you can't kill the laundromat guy, you just fast forward past that.
Okay.
Even though that was the first 5 minutes of the game, so I give you no hope in finishing
that game. I haven't
played that game
in a long time.
Well, you know what, you should. Because it's good.
All right. Finish out this next generation stuff.
Yeah, remember when I said unprecedented environmental interaction? Well, I did. And it's there. You can rewind it if you want to make sure. But the new level of environmental interaction is based on real world rules where anything you can, anything you can do in real life, you can do in the game.
I think I almost peed
Use
myself.
Use your imagination. All right, you ever kill date is 6/24/2008. If you want to read more about the game, because I obviously can't finish this on this podcast, go to xbox.com/en-us/game/a/alone-in-the-dark, all one word, slash, enter.
Kyle, the reason why we have to break up your story is because yours actually kicked our butt. So.
Insert.
Have
you seen my baseball?
You guys are horrible. I quit too, Brun. You want to go start a podcast?
He's a prank. He's a prank.
He's another freak.
We got a bleeder.
Oh, man.
You guys seen my helmet?
Oh, damn. How'd you get the beans above the frame? Oh, man.
Sorry to our audience. I myself am extremely tired right now. I'm barely hanging on, so I'm going to get a little punchy now. Oh, goodness. All right, so where were we? We're on, what, Alone in the Dark, right?
Yep.
No, we're actually going into the tip of the week, I think.
All right.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Get your notepad ready. It's time for the Xbox Tip of the Week.
All right, we got a tip this week, and it's from the Lego Indiana Jones game. And the achievement that you're going for is Got Lost in His Own Museum, worth 30 gamer score. Basically, you just have to unlock a secret area in the museum. And here's what you do. In the main room of Barnett College, you go up the stairs and to the right to enter the artifact room. Near the middle of the room, you will see an object laying on the ground with a blue triangle above it. Go to the object and press B to pick it up. A triangle will now appear on the stone object next to you. Walk to that object and press B again. Put the object in and... achievement will unlock. Not much of a tip if you ask me. It sounds like it's pretty simple to do.
Yeah, I actually own this game and I stumbled across that little thing on the floor. I picked it up and you can see right next to where it is. It's like it puts arrows in a big circle around it like saying put it here. So you hit B, walk two steps, hit B, and it's done. I did it and I was very surprised that it gave me an achievement, but it's pretty cool. On to my favorite part.
On to your favorite part.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
Community Update, and we have one Frapper and one question. I'm going to kind of jump to Frapper first because it kind of introduces the person who sent us the question. And our Frapper is Tim, a.k.a. Rocker531 from Atlanta, Georgia. And his comment says, don't leave Brun, but I'm sorry, I have to. Now on to his question. And first question seems to be for the Wingman. 709 says, in the intro, it always says brought to you by a wannabe pilot, so on and so on. It says, how come you don't just go and get a pilot's license down at your nearest, you know, pilot school?
Because I'd be broke.
And that would be a good one. I actually kind of looked into that at one point in time, and it is expensive, very expensive.
Yeah, I've actually looked into it,
too. Just the tools and, yeah, just the tools and stuff to, like, plot out your flight plans and stuff like that. Like, in your maps, you have to, like, update your maps every few months or 6 months or something like that. I have somebody who has their pilot's license at school or at work. So, it seems like it's a very expensive hobby, definitely needing to own a plane and everything. But you can always do Flight Sim 10.
There you go.
It's very realistic. It's very realistic. I have that. It's pretty fun. All right.
I have Flight Sim also.
Do you have it?
I have the and the acceleration pack too.
What's in that one?
Basically, just F-18, Blue Angel plane, and a couple more planes and maps and stuff.
I think I got the gold edition or whatever that was. It doesn't have that in it though.
You have to have deluxe and then, And then, put Flight Sim acceleration on top of it.
Yeah. I do own deluxe. Deluxe is what I have. It was like a $70 edition of it. Jeez. But.
I got it for $9. Oh,
man. Cool.
Yay, Microsoft.
All right. Here is a question for all of us. Do you think Call of Duty 5 could possibly redeem Treyarch's streak of mediocre Call of Duty games? Considering all that have been revealed, been revealed so far is that it has the Call of Duty COD4 engine, Pacific Front setting, character customization, and multiplayer that carries over to single player like Vegas 2, the overall darker, more serious tone in general, and so on. It says, or would you have to wait until the footage comes out on Xbox Live on the 21st to make a more informed decision? Which I kind of watched a trailer. I think, Kyle, you sent me a link to this trailer, didn't you?
I did.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's right.
Go ahead and
you
give
did.
Him the
you
credit.
Did.
That's
yeah.
fine.
I watched
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
No problem, Brian. Anytime. I also sent you that link to the Call of Duty 6 trailer. Or Call of Duty 6 rumor.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks, Wing, for the link, and thanks, Kyle, for the link. Well, I think we can answer this question now, no matter what, because we've seen it, and the stuff that anybody want to go first, or...
Yeah, you couldn't really... That doesn't really tell you much, though, in my opinion. It looks to me like they're going to try to make it pretty story-driven, but it just didn't impress me. Well, it's World War II, so I have absolutely zero interest in it. I'm so sick of World War II. But the one thing that stuck out to me was that this looks like it's going to be pretty violent video game. Stabbing people with swords, lining them up on against a wall for, what is that called,
Firing squad.
Firing squad. Thank you. There was a lot of pretty brutal gameplay that I saw.
Yeah, that is actually the darker, more serious tone of the story is actually what has me interested in it. It's going to look like COD4. I really think they're going to probably put out a decent game. It's not going to be like Call of Duty 3. Not that Call of Duty 3 wasn't that bad. It was just I don't know.
I didn't think it was that bad either, but it's...
It wasn't Call of Duty 2 quality. That's the bad part. It looks like they took a step down when Call of Duty 3 came out. Do I think they're going to take a step down from Call of Duty 4? I'm hoping they don't because, you know, they don't need to be known as the people that put out a bunch of bad games or anything like that. But you never know. It's going to be hard to match Call of Duty 4. And definitely when Infinity Ward is going to be putting out Call of Duty 6, and Kyle just mentioned, you know, sent that rumor off where it's going to be, you know, future warfare, but...
Actually,
that's all right. That too. He can give you credit. That's okay.
Did you send that one too?
No, obviously I didn't.
All right, so who sent one email?
I sent both.
Oh.
Well, yeah, Wings
well, I thought he
both.
Said he sent the other one. I'm sorry.
I know. I did. I said that just to screw you up.
Oh. See how I get treated, and people wonder why I'm leaving. Now you guys know the true story.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think, like I said, this story is going to be interesting to me. It'll look nice. Anybody else?
Wait and see.
No. Wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, that looked like a render to me. Nothing special, no gameplay or anything like that. It didn't, like Wink said, it really didn't look awesome. I doubt that I'll even rent it. So.
And I don't think it looked as good as Call of Duty 4. I really don't.
And that's like, and it's supposed to look good if it's like a movie render, so. And I don't think it did. So.
That's a good point.
Supposed to be the same engine, but it did not look the same yet.
Same engine, but not same programmers. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it will happen. We'll have to. It's definitely a wait and see. But that's a good question.
Very good question.
So. I have another good question. Who do we rely on for great download speeds?
Pick me, I know.
Well, I'm not going to pick Kyle because he's picking on me today, so go ahead, Wing.
Well, yeah, we don't want you to answer because you probably mentioned the wrong place. We want to thank Cashfly. Cashfly, we appreciate you giving up all our bandwidth and hosting out our show super fast to all our listeners. And if anybody's looking to start their own show or you want to just create a website or, you know, you want to get out on the web, get on the inner tubes, give Cashfly a call. Tell them that the Xbox Podcast guys sent you.
All right. I already covered the Frapper. And I think that's about it. It's my last show. I'm sad. So, but it's been fun.
Well, you're not completely gone, are you?
Ah, actually, you know what? I am not. Some of you, all of you, will hear me on occasion doing Xbox Live Arcade reviews. So, each Wednesday, when the new game comes out, I'm going to do the quick playthrough of the demo, and... you know, report my findings to Wing and Kyle, and they're going to throw it in a small segment in the show. And also I'm going to try to do that and at the same time type up, you know, my review and stuff on a blog that I'm getting started. So you'll hear all about that when it's ready to go. But so, no, I'm not completely gone, but as a full-time host, this would be my last show. But I've had a lot of fun times, and everybody's been really nice, and thanks for all the comments and that people have been sending me over live and things like that, but it's been fun. What's some of your guys' favorite times? I have mine on the top of my head right now. I can tell you my favorite moment, but I want to hear your guys' first.
Mine is probably right now. This will be the last time we ever do it with you. No, I'm just kidding, man.
Run thought you were going to go all sweet, like, and you just turn that.
Yeah, well, you know, after hearing, well, thank you, Kyle, for pointing this out to me. Thank you, Kyle, for sending this to me. Thank you, Kyle, for the news article. Yeah, okay. But no, I'm totally kidding.
Thanks, Kyle, for the horrible compliment. No, just kidding.
I don't know, man. You got me so off guard. There's been so many good moments that I honestly can't even think of off the top of my head. What?
Dude, I got one. You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
This week's Frappers. First, we got John LeBannon in USA.
That was a good one.
That would be my favorite.
My favorite is one is kind of crappy that most of the people listening won't understand this, but you two will. And it was the very first time I got to do the introduction.
Oh, yeah.
And it is way back, and I don't remember what episode it was, but...
It was like 10 or something like that.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you want to do the intro this time? I'm like, sure, I'll do the intro. And, you know, it always starts out, welcome to Xbox Podcast. And I get on there, and I'm all serious. I'm like, all right. You know, giving the countdown, 3, 2, 1. I was like, welcome all you just start bleeping out cuss words here and there. And man, we just rolled for a good 5-10 minutes. I mean, we were laughing hard.
We had a hard time even getting started again.
yeah. It was pretty funny. I caught you guys off guard on that one, but I think that's been the funniest moment. But yeah, the John LeBannon and that whole month straight of nothing but blooper after blooper after blooper and getting a nickname and
BJ Blooper.
Yeah, BJ Blooper.
That scene. Mm-hmm.
No, that was the recent one. And who was it that put that comment? Major Spork? What'd he say?
He's going to miss you because he likes the long shows. And now he says now the podcast will only be like 20 minutes long. He won't be here.
We should do a 5 minute.
Yeah, long-winded won't be here.
I'd have to say, you know, this is kind of strange. I think when I think of you, my moment I always think of is actually the very first time I ever spoke to you. So this isn't even in the show.
Oh.
And nobody knows this until today. But I remember Kyle had spoken with Ron.
Oh.
Kyle calls me up and he's like, hey, you know, I talked to this guy. When can you get on and we can all talk to him and kind of see how he sounds, how we gel and all this. And I was like, okay, I'll be on at, you know, I don't know, 8 o'clock tonight or whatever. I don't know what time it was, but I actually was late and it wasn't by much, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes, but I finally got on the computer and hopped on and got into talking. Soon as I jumped in, now, mind you, I had no communication with Brun whatsoever. As soon as I come in, this strange guy who's hoping to be one of our hosts goes, you're late, dude. You're fired. And I just started laughing, and I'm just like, he's in. Because it was an instant, it was so unexpected, and I'm just like, he's going to fit in so well. You've got, you know, right off the bat, you're joking around. I'm just like, and it's been awesome time ever since. You know, I absolutely don't regret it. I regret that we can't keep you around, but we understand, and we're glad that you're still going to be here doing the reviews and still being a part of the show. And, you know, hey, we just wish you the best with everything, and anytime you want to come back, you know, come on in. We'll let you do a little guest sit-in or something.
Yeah, when's the reunion show?
Next week, episode 63.
Reunion show, episode 63. Yeah, that's funny.
So.
Yeah, I'm anxious to. I mean, you guys keep it rolling. So I imagine somebody will come in and fit right in. So
yeah, we're gonna have to go find a PlayStation guy, someone that's all Blu-ray, you know, up about their Blu-ray, so that they can take over.
Yep.
Well, that's what I was actually going to say is because my 360 red ringed on Thursday, and you know my 360 must have been so upset with me leaving the show it decided to give up too. So what I did is I went and bought a PlayStation 3. So now I'm actually just going to the PS3 podcast. That's what I'm really doing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, actually I went to Best Buy and got a brand new 360 with HDMI and everything on it for free. because I was smart and bought the 2-year replacement plan. So, got a brand new one, runs like a charm.
So. Sweet.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Like I said, thanks, guys. I appreciate, you know, letting me come on here and hang out for a year and a half. So. But,
yep. It's been fun.
Well, why don't you take a shot, Brun, for your last episode?
All right. That is the conclusion of episode 62. Send your questions, comments, and complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com or hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums.
And this is Wingman 709 taking off. Freebird!
And this is Kyle, aka Moronic Cow, and I'm still upset that I wasn't able to finish my feature.
Have you seen my baseball?
Look for it next episode.
Have you seen my review?
Where's my moment?
Have you?
You guys are horrible. Brun,
and
if you ever want to do something together, you know my email.
And I am Brun, aka BJ Swick 33, aka BJ Blooper, aka Cutscene, aka any other name that's on there, but
Blu-ray.
Yeah, Blu-ray versus HD DVD. But all right, I'm out of here. I'll miss you guys.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.